Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Jim Cantarucci is our guest, folks. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, as you most of you know. Jim is an executive coach, advisor, speaker. He's an author, the author of an outstanding book called Personal Brilliance, which is at the heart of all that he does. He helps companies like yours and mine become better at putting their best foot forward in the marketplace, but especially individuals like you and me, CEOs, become better leaders. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Leadership. Jim, we need leadership now more than ever because the new era of the marketplace, which is going to happen, which is actually being unfolded, is unfolding right now, but is really going to reveal itself, in my opinion, 2010 forward. We're moving into an era that's going to be a lot different than what we've seen in the past, and in order to make that transition, it's going to require a lot of leadership, isn't it?
Well, there's no doubt about it, Jim. I think the last time we talked with your audience, we were talking about Emerging Leadership Circle, which is our video-based personal development site for leaders. We've just written an e-book called The 7 Essentials for Emerging Leaders. And I think there are 7 things that are generic and kind of high-level umbrella that leaders need to be aware of and develop on a regular basis in order to meet these challenges that you're talking about. Go ahead.
Well, I'm glad you're giving us a list of things here because, folks, I'll get your pen and paper ready as Jim talks about these things because these are important things and these are all things that you can learn. You know, leaders, there are natural born leaders, but there's nothing those guys can do that you can't learn if you're not a natural born leader. Jim, what do you think?
There's no doubt about it. This is skill development. It takes a lot of experience, but we don't have enough time in our lifetime, in our career, to have all the experience that we need. So we have learn it a different way.
Especially if you're a small business owner, you're thrust into situations that you may not have lived long enough on this earth to have had all those experiences, as you say. And with a little bit of preparation, with a little bit of knowledge, you can acquire this ability to be a leader. And so, Jim, give us a couple of those before we go to
the
break.
The 7 essentials: personal brilliance, your habit of innovation, which we've talked about many times here on this show, 2, listening, being able to listen, being able to influence. Then I think the leader as teacher is very important, how we teach and learn as leaders.
Mm.
Resilience, change leadership, of course, and then our equation 90-10 to 60-40, the key to organizational growth. Those are the 7 essentials that we've carved out. Now, they're not the end-all be-all, but they provide a great overall umbrella for putting together your individual development plan. Because as you talked about that situation we get thrust into, it's not okay to say, hey, we missed that day in school.
Mm-hmm.
The marketplace won't allow for such things.
Yeah, the market's not going to let you say, let me get back to you on that.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we've put this together in an e-book, Jim. It's kind of interesting. It's a video e-book. So we've got a little bit of text, but then video to explain, coming from the great teachers that we have at Emerging Leadership Circle. So it's a bit of an innovation in and of itself, and we're releasing that next week, and we'll let your folks know how to get
absolutely.
To
no, we're gonna tell them how to get that in just a little bit. We're gonna give I think you got a toll free number and maybe a website. Mm-hmm. Jim, one of the things that you just mentioned is something that I'd like for you to dwell on just a little bit, and that's the leader as a teacher.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that sometimes we have this fallacy, at least I hear this from clients sometimes, that, hey, we're paying this guy a whole lot of money, maybe he's our sales manager, and he should know what he's doing and be able to jump in there and be productive for us. Well, think about an analogy to contrast that. The NFL just had their draft recently. The number one draft picks have to go to training camp. We're paying them a lot of money. They're very, very talented, but they still have to go to training camp. They're still learning. They're still being coached all the way along their career. The veterans are talking to them. They're learning all the way through the process. And so we can't abdicate that responsibility as a leader of being a teacher. And then let's add to that, I don't think there's a better way for us to learn than to be faced with teaching it. It challenges us. It motivates us to do the learning.
And we not only learn, but we're also reminded of things that we might have forgotten. Hold on to that thought, Jim Cantarucci. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jim Cantarucci is our guest. We're talking about leadership, one of the most important things you and I can learn as small business owners. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, visiting with our good friend Jim Cantarucci, the author of Personal Brilliance. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Whatever you got on your mind under the small business sun, from 5 seconds to whatever time you have, 5 seconds to 15 minutes, anywhere in between, we've got something you can read or listen to there right off the homepage, on the homepage or right off the homepage. And you can check out my blog. You can ask questions, get answers. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which I hope you will do, and we'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon. It's free. It'll come by email. We're in our 10th year of actually, I guess we're about to come up to our. That's right. We're about to have our 10th anniversary of the newsletter, and haven't missed an edition on a Sunday afternoon since we began. So check that out when you get a chance. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Jim Cantarucci and I are talking about leadership, the topic that he's so good at and we need so much. And Jim, you were talking to us about being a leader as a teacher, but before you get to that, I know that you've got a new video ebook, and I want you to tell the audience how they can find that.
Sure. I would love to offer it right now, but it's not going to release until next week. So the best way to let us know that you want it is to give us a call. We have a toll-free number, 800-370-7373. Or you can email me at jim@elcircle.com, Emerging Leadership, elcircle.com.
Okay, and
either
if they
way,
do that,
you'll
let them know when it becomes available. And what's the cost on that?
Absolutely free.
All right.
We don't even really need your contact information. We just want to get this in your hands.
Thank you.
Important.
Thank you for that. Jim, make sure I get a copy of that,
we'll
feature it on our website.
Perfect.
Yeah, we like telling the audience about these kinds of things, Jim, and thank you for making it available to my audience for free. Folks, take advantage of that. This is a life. This is the culmination of, you know, a lot of the things that Jim's made his living and what he does every day. So take advantage of that. And that's jim@elcircle.com?
Exactly.
Okay, folks, that's his email. And we'll keep telling you about it, too. Hey, Jim, let's talk about this leader as a teacher. Is a leader as a teacher the same thing as a mentor?
Well, there's many different hats that the leader has, right? And my good friend, ELC advisor Patrick Donatio, he's a master certified coach. And like you, I bring in our experts into Emerging Leadership Circle. He says to distinguish, a manager tells people what to do and how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
A coach or mentor asks questions and helps employees learn how to problem solve their way to success on their own when the boss isn't there. That's what leadership's really about. So how do we become more of a coach and less of a teller of what to do?
Right.
That's the freedom that we need as a leader to become not a manager, but to become a leader and be able to look strategically and so on. We need that time. We're so busy because we're so busy telling people what to do and having to be there to watch it that we can't get the real work of leadership done. And that's what being a teacher is about. It's spending that time now so that you could access that time later on.
Well, one of the things that I've tried to do for my employees over the years is just in as we're all busy, we're all doing so many things, and we need our people to stay busy. But whenever I've had an opportunity to teach them something, something that I learned from one of my mentors, or something I learned from making a big mistake, which I certainly have made plenty of, I actually will just slow down a little bit and say, okay, folks, listen to something I want to tell you here. This is something that regardless of where you go, you should take this with you.
You have to become a great storyteller, don't you, Jim?
Well, I like doing that because it's my way of giving back to my people the way other people gave back to me over the last several decades.
Exactly right. So telling the stories appropriately and getting good at it is a key to leadership success, without a doubt.
Let's talk about some of the other points that you make in your some of the other leadership points.
Well, one of the things that you talk about a lot on your show is the environment today and what's going on in that environment, especially for the small business. So one of the essentials that we have on our list is resilience, being able to bounce back, being able to have the appropriate attitude about the environment so that you could do that leadership role appropriately as opposed to, you know, being down in the dumps, if you will. You know, you're almost always not going to get the resources you need. You're going to be disappointed by your team members' performance. The plans, you know, have to change based on some action that's out of your control. The question is, how do you deal with these natural occurrences? That really defines you as a leader.
Are you saying you can learn to be resilient?
Oh, without a doubt. There's no doubt about it. If you look at somebody who might be the picture of resilience and you look back at their life, they've been tested. And they've learned how to deal with that adversity, and they do it in a very productive way. So why couldn't we learn it? And just like
being resilient, once you determine that you have been resilient, that gives you confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. You need to.
Which is a great characteristic of a leader.
Right. You need to take that experience and make it valuable for yourself. So if you have a situation that creates some adversity and all you do is complain about it and say, boy, look at how terrible it was for me, that's not exactly the right approach. But if you take that and say, I've pushed some buttons, I've gone to the limits, I know where those limits are, and I realize now how on a day-to-day basis I can interact and what my capability is, now that's productive learning for you. That's what builds the resilience
I will tell you this, folks. If you accomplish the goal that I gave you January 1 of 2009, which was to survive 2009 and open your doors January 1, 2010, you can consider yourself to be resilient. I promise you. You will have qualified for that title. Quick break, Tintail, right back with Jim Cantarucci. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. A little bit of Foreigner bringing us back 7 till. We got a little bit of urgent business to take care of right here with our good friend Jim Cantarucci. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host, and we're talking about leadership, folks. But before we do that, I want Jim to tell us. Jim, I want you to make that offer to us again for your video.
E-book.
E-book. Your video e-book. I've never put those two words together before.
I know. Well,
it's never been done. We always have our brain trust members are so innovative. He's got a video ebook that I couldn't even say for some reason. Jim, tell us again the phone number to call and reserve it and the email address. And folks, it's free. Jim's giving it to you. Go ahead.
Sure. It's the 7 essentials for emerging leaders. And you could let us know that you want to be on the list to receive it next week. It's 1-800-370-7373. That's 800-370-7373. Or you can email me at jim@elcircle.com. And it'll be available on the website, elcircle.com, as well next week. But if you want to be notified, just give us a buzz and we'll let you know.
And you're still doing your podcast there every month, aren't you?
Yeah, the Personal Brands podcasts are alive and well. We have an inventor this month, Chris Hawker. So interesting. We talk about innovative people and how they are innovative. We talk about the four catalysts of personal brands. Jim Blassingame has been a guest. You can go back and listen to that.
And a happy guest,
show.
Too. And so, folks, check out whatever Jim does is high, is top shelf. And, of course, his book is called Personal Brilliance. Jim, let's talk some more about these leadership qualities. What are some other ones that you talk about in your program?
Well, one I think that's probably important for us as a group is influence. How do we become a thought leader? That ability to influence both inside and outside of our organization is so critical. We need to be respected as leaders. I tell my clients many times, they need to know we're smart. Even if we're doing smart things, if people don't know it's a problem. So that,
you know, I was talking earlier in the week about public speaking, and I said, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to be successful, you have to think of yourself as an expert. In what you do, at least. Right, Jim?
Well, and we talked about telling stories, and it really comes from that skill, or that skill's involved. So how do you get up in front of folks? How do you become more comfortable? How do you find the way to make a point? And so the thought leadership piece, or the influence piece, is so important. In your industry, what kind of a role do you play? Can you volunteer? Can you get into a situation where you're on a committee where you can set some policy? And get comfortable with that, and then bring that skill back into your organization. And that's helpful. Do that with the industry. Do that with your clients. Do that with your strategic partners. And then do that internally, because that's the most important audience, those that you lead. And if you can bring that skill set to the table and be able to communicate and influence, and that's what we're really trying to do, influence behavior, as opposed to that old command and control, do it because I told you so concept.
Right.
That doesn't fly anymore. So
that's
we have to
being
be
a
better.
Dictator. That's not being a leader.
Exactly. We have to be better at the influence capability in order to be able to pull the strings and push the buttons and prod and push and pull to get things done and to change behavior and put it in the direction of our strategic plan. That's what this is all about.
Well, and you want to, as you're starting your business, folks, right now, those of you who are, and those of you who are growing your business, one of your goals should be to become an expert in what you do. I mean, how can you expect customers to give you their money if you aren't an expert in what you do? I mean, they could go a lot of different places. They want to come to you because they believe that you know what you're talking about. And you need to have the confidence and be proud of the fact that you are an expert. Don't be shy about that. Now, you know, of course, Jim, that doesn't mean that you're arrogant. It doesn't mean that you're in everybody's face. It just means that you know things and you want to share those things.
Right, and it doesn't matter how mundane your industry is. It might be plumbing or electrical work or yard care or rocket science. It really doesn't matter. You could be expert and go very deep in your particular area of expertise, and then become a thought leader where you're influencing others in the direction that you want to go.
And the beautiful part about the world today, Jim, is with all the social media capability and all the communities that are being built, you've got an outlet for that these days in a way that you never had before.
Absolutely. Jump on that train. You don't want to miss it.
Jim, give us that website and give us contact information again.
Yeah, Emerging Leadership Circle is elcircle.com. Email address to get notified about the special report is jim@elcircle.com. And if you want to pick up the phone, you can call us at 800-370-7373.
It's a video ebook, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? Who else has offered you one of those for free? And it's good stuff, too. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for that great offer.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time, ladies, Jim Cantarucci. Quick break, folks. I'm going to be right back after these messages. As I go out, I want to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.